in our care.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours, time for news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Few headlines. Audit reveals operational weaknesses at Zamsa. President Hichilema commends Zambia-China collaboration in mining sector. And in global news, floods kill at least 110 people after heavy rain in Nigeria. Good evening, and with the main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Office of the Auditor General has completed a forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, uncovering systemic operational weaknesses within the agency. Head of Public Relations in the Office of the Auditor General, Ellen Chikale, says the comprehensive audit report has been submitted to the relevant law enforcement agencies for further investigation and appropriate action. Ms. Chikale, however, explains that due to the sensitive nature of the findings, forensic audit reports are not made public as they are intended to assist law enforcement agencies in prosecuting any identified wrongdoing and ensuring the integrity of ongoing investigations. She says in an effort to support institutional reform, the audit report has also been shared with the Ministry of Health to guide implementation of corrective actions and to strengthen internal controls. Ms. Chikale has reaffirmed the Office of the Auditor General's commitment to transparency, accountability, and upholding the rule of law in safeguarding public resources. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed satisfaction with the outcomes of Zambia's collaboration with China across various sectors, particularly in the mining industry. Speaking in Chililabombwe today, during the official relaunch of Luvambe Copper Mines, President Hichilema praised the comprehensive and strategic partnership between the two nations, describing it as one rooted in mutual respect and a shared vision for development. The president has also noted that it is gratifying to witness Chinese firm JCHX contributing to Luvambe's corporate social responsibility initiatives, especially in healthcare and education, among others. President Hichilema has also emphasized the importance of deepening collaboration between Zambia and China, particularly in times of crisis such as the recent environmental pollution incident, stressing the need for joint efforts to resolve challenges, draw lessons, and safeguard the future.
We are very happy with our partnership. We want this partnership to grow here at Luvambe and elsewhere so that we can take care of the people of Zambia, as I've been saying, through jobs, through business opportunities, through community responsibilities, as we've seen already. And also, when we invest, we grow our economy. Abena Zambia, mle kutika. When we grow the economy, we will take care of our families. That's how it works. When we get to 1 million tons, possibly this year, as we race towards 3 million tons of copper, it means better opportunities for our people across the country.
Earlier, Chinese ambassador to Zambia, Hang Jing, highlighted that China-Zambia relations are currently at their strongest while reaffirming his country's support for Zambia's ambition to achieve an annual copper production target of 3 million tons through Chinese investments in the mining sector.
We have always kept in mind your ambitious goal of 3 million tons of copper production per annum by 2031. And please be assured that the Chinese businesses will continue to play a substantial role in this process as we work together to implement the consensus of our heads of state and the outcomes of the FOCAC Beijing Summit. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the relaunch of Lubumbi Copper Mine is another example of the world's leading technology and comes hand in hand with Chinese investment to Zambia. Chinese mining companies were now the first to enter the Zambian market.
The Southern Africa Resource Watch, SARW, has criticized the 16 million kwacha compensation offered to over 500 victims of the acid spill by Sinometals and Rongsheng Mining Investment, deeming it insufficient. SARW Governance Research and Advocacy Officer Edward Lange says the organization is concerned over the rushed process and has urged government to ensure fair and sufficient compensation for the affected individuals. Government yesterday announced that 507 farmers have been identified to receive the 16 million kwacha as compensation from the two mines. But Mr. Lange tells Phoenix News that the organization is worried about the hasty nature of the compensation process and has appealed to government to step in and ensure the compensation is fair and sufficient for the victims. He has emphasized the importance of responsible corporate conduct, especially that the organization is focused on promoting accountable and transparent policies in natural resource management.
It's a joke of the century, and we appeal to the government to take precautionary measures and ensure that what is so-called compensation is adequate for the affected. And further, we wish to implore the government to put long-term measures to avert future calamities related to especially the Zambia-China Mount Facility Economic Zone, where these such activities are taking place.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, is concerned about the growing normalization of corruption in the country, which has become increasingly accepted in certain sectors. Speaking when she featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, TIZ President Priscilla Chansa says while the situation is unfortunate, Zambians should not feel helpless but continue demanding for accountability. Ms. Chansa has cited the lack of high-profile convictions and strong political backing as key factors contributing to the continued culture of impunity. Meanwhile, Ms. Chansa says as much as the recovery of assets from corrupt offenders is a welcome move, sending them to jail sends a stronger message, whether offenders are ministers or directors of parastatal companies.
It is not in the best interest of the public to have these officers reshuffled or public officials reshuffled. I think this practice undermines both justice and public confidence. When a wrongdoing is made with quiet transfers instead of investigations and prosecutions, it sends a message that leadership is above the law, which is not correct. As you are aware, we are all equal before the law. If evidence points to a ministerial failure or complicity in the corruption, the correct action, I think from our end, is there must be a suspension, a full investigation, and where the investigation warrants a prosecution.
And commenting on the recent $50 million aid withdrawal from the health sector by the U.S. government, Ms. Chansa has described the decision as diplomatic frustration, which will lead the country's health sector into a crisis.
This statement by Ambassador Gonzalez is indeed bold and unprecedented, but it speaks volumes about the seriousness of the situation. ICTIZ, we see it as a reflection of diplomatic frustration rooted in the lack of transparency and inaction on the part of government. When corruption undermines public health system and affects the lives of ordinary people,